Douchebag, ladies and gentlemen. Your letters, our answers. Here we go.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag? Yeah, who's the douchebag? Brought to you by our friends at On the Vine Marketplace. Unbelievable. I'll tell you, if you're going to put together any type of get-together where you want to impress people with great food and great recipes, whether it's the freshest produce available, unbelievable meats, fish, go to On the Vine Marketplace. They are in both Scarborough, Maine, and Exeter. And you can check them out online at onthevinemarketplace.com. Now, how this works, for those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, we help to give you perspective on maybe a disagreement between you and somebody else. One of you is going to have to wear the douchebag dunce cap kind of thing. And we'll read the letter. We'll talk about it amongst ourselves, give our opinions, but ours don't matter. We then open up the phones and yield to the audience, a jury of your peers, to tell you whether you're wrong or the other person's wrong. All right? And sometimes it's sobering. Right?
Yeah.
Where you think that you're in the right, and they bring up things you're like, wow, I never thought of that. So you can email your questions or your problems in to greg@morningbuzz.com, laura@morningbuzz.com. You can send them to Roadkill. It's not going to make him care.
No.
Just know that.
No.
Okay? Hi, Godfather.
Godfather.
All caps.
Ooh,
so I'm like, wow.
Hi, Godfather!
I'm being yelled at.
Laura J. Boyce!
And then it goes to regular font, which thankfully... I'm in the middle of a big argument with a friend of mine, and I need to know if I'm the one who's out of line or if they are. I am a 35-year-old single woman, and I love my life, love my friends, love my job, love my social dating life, all is well. I went to a party last week. What?
I went to a party
I know,
last
it sounded
Saturday
like,
night.
Yeah.
Didn't get late. I got in a fight.
It ain't no big thing. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sometimes you get
it.
Carried away. Went to a party last weekend with my BFF. I'm going to call her Alice. Party was at one of our closest friends' house, and there was a house full of people there. The house belongs to one of my other best friends. I'm going to call her Beth and her husband. Beth has been my best friend, and we've all been friends for years, and her husband's a very funny guy. There was a lot of booze, some dancing, and some craziness. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I got home that night, actually, early in the morning, and I got a text from Beth's husband at about 3 a.m. I immediately opened it, thinking that something was wrong with Beth. I opened it, and much to my surprise...
No.
Oh, boy.
All I saw was the D.
We don't want it, men.
My best friend's husband sent me a...
Hey!
Sent me a D-pic. All it said underneath it was, so what do you think? You, the letter U, you wanna try.
I think I played myself for hours.
I didn't know what to do, didn't know what to say, so I didn't say anything. Didn't return the text. I was horrified. Not because a guy sent me a D-pic, because I'm far from a prude, but because this guy, my best friend's husband, sent me one. The next morning, I didn't know what to do, so I called Alice, the friend I went to the party with, and I asked her, well, yeah, what do you think I should do? She said, it's no big deal. He was just drunk. Don't make a big thing out of it. I told her there's no way I can let it go. My best friend's husband just hit on me and did it with a D-pick. I gotta tell Beth.
Yep.
Alice pointed out that we were all drunk, and it's really just him being funny. Plus, if I do send it, it would ruin the relationship because Beth has a really bad temper and she definitely would lose her cool over it. It could very well ruin their marriage and I shouldn't be involved in causing that.
Well,
I got to admit, all of those points are true and maybe it was a joke, but I still think I got to tell her.
You can't cover that up.
If it's not a joke, then he's probably doing it to other women and I can't not tell her that. Alice is pretty angry that I even want to tell Beth. So here's my question. Given the fact that we were all drunk and he is a bit of a joking kind of guy, who's the douchebag here? Me for wanting to tell her or Alice for not wanting me to?
Alice is a douchebag and she's stupid. You can't cover this up. If he's a joking guy, then the wife's going to know that and forgive him. The trouble is far more grave if you cover this up and you have to explain to your best friend a year later. Oh yeah, he sent me a dick pic. I didn't tell you.
We say D-pic, by the way.
Oh, D-pic.
the news guy, always.
It's hard not to say that because it rhymes with pick.
That and it always just rolls off your tongue.
It's never ever rolled off.
You struggle with that, things that rhyme, you just naturally go together. Yeah. Here's what I love about you. You don't waste time, man. You just bam. You see it clearly, and you go.
I've already worked it out.
You lay down your opinion. Mm. You're solid.
Just a joke. Relax. We all need to relax. We're like, getting all wound up.
It's just a joke, then the wife will understand, too.
I'm looking over to my right, where Laura sits.
Because if anybody in the studio has gotten more pictures.
That's not true. You probably got more than she did. Seriously. Really. What do you say to the woman that wrote the letter?
I don't know. I'm putting myself in that position. And I just got a picture from my friend's husband of his thing.
You did?
And I would start laughing. I would think it was a joke.
Especially if he was a joker?
Because I know my friends. And like, that's what I...
Right, like, but then you wouldn't hide it from his wife, then, would you?
I wouldn't. And I wouldn't hide it from his friends or Jeff or anybody. I'd be like, hey, look at what moron sent me at 3 a.m. being wasted last night. And I would show everybody and laugh it off.
Yeah.
But those are my friends.
And here's what I thought of when I read it. I thought of the time when I was sitting at home on a Sunday morning and years ago, and I got a text, and I opened it up, and it was one of those from... Andy, like he as a goof, like, but it was one of those things. You look at it, you laughed, and you went on. I don't know if they have that kind of relationship. I would think that if they did, that would have been mentioned in the letter. But here's the thing: I don't want to be the guy. Let's say it's roles are reversed. I don't want to be the guy who knew and you didn't. If you're my best friend. I don't want them to go, who knew? And then find out, you knew? He did this to you? Or she did this to you? I wouldn't want that. I don't see how you don't tell him. You got to say something. Two reasons why. A, you're right. If he's doing it to you, he's doing it to someone else. Second reason is...
You don't know that.
If he's goofing around,
you know
she probably already knows.
You don't know that.
You don't. You don't. But that's a pretty safe assumption. Or at least, it's a pretty possible assumption, don't you think? If she doesn't say something, and the wife already knows, and it's a goof, and maybe the wife was right there,
she could have probably took the picture.
She's going to say, "Why aren't you saying anything?" And then that's like a whole other ball of wax.
All right. Now we're testing.
We're dealing with two women who think differently than men.
They're crazy.
I didn't say that. I just said they think differently than men. I don't know how you don't. I don't. You got to tell. You got to tell. And if you tell them and it's a goof, yeah, that's funny. Boom, move on. But if you tell her, and she didn't know, well, you're still right to tell her. Regardless of what happens on the other side, you didn't cause it. You didn't send it. He did. It's not your thing. He caused it, not you.
Simmer down.
I hate that. Like, oh, you'll cause your divorce. Shut up. He shouldn't have sent the picture. It's on him, not on you. It's a ridiculous way to look at things.
That's right.
So that's what I think. What do you think? 888-556-7625. So the question is... Simmer down now.
Simmer down.
I just think if they had that kind of relationship where they goofed around and sex was on, like nothing was off limits, because some friends are like that.
Yeah.
See, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But she would have said that. We joke about sex all the time. Wouldn't you have said that? I think so. All right, so Kelly.
She obviously is, it's awkward because she's writing to us. So obviously she feels uncomfortable. If it was me and my friends, I can't, I guess, put myself in the situation because it would be just a, hey, look at what your husband did last night.
She's ambivalent because she does. I mean, you know, and she doesn't know what to do, so she's looking for outside opinions before she pulls the trigger.
Yeah. Okay, so we're asking: is the
writer or the friend?
Writer or the friend?
Kelly Brown.
Oh, the friend.
The friend. I agree.
I think it's the writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would she be a douche?
Just relax. It's a joke. You're all bent up about ruining people's marriages.
As heavy as a burden as that is.
Okay. I'm back and forth now. The writer doesn't know what to do.
Right.
The other person says...
The writer wants to tell the friend. And the other friend, Alice, is like, don't say anything. It's going to blow up.
No, definitely say something.
Okay.
Definitely say something.
Light dawns on Marblehead. Texts are coming in to say things like, jump on it. No. And I just don't understand. What did he write? You want to try? What? What's that?
You know,
I don't understand.
When I send it to you and I say you want to try, you always
say
yes.
What do you think? You want to try? No. No, I don't. I don't. If my best friend's wife sent that and you want to try? No, I don't. You're my best friend. I wouldn't do that. You don't betray your friends, man.
That's a huge betrayal. It's a joke.
Huge betrayal.
I totally would think it was
a joke. Go to Tim.
Yeah,
Tim,
we need to simmer down.
The writer or the friend, Tim?
So I think that the friend is the DB. You absolutely have to tell when something like this happens. But I would offer one thing to evidence that it might be a joke. What did the guy think was going to happen at 3 in the morning? That she was going to go back to the house,
yep,
sneak around behind?
Obviously, you don't.
Quote unquote, jump on it.
Obviously,
yeah,
you don't read that penthouse section. That happens.
But even if it is a joke, here's the other reason. Even if it is a joke, then you're not committing any foul by telling, because then it's like,
if it's a joke and he keeps joking like this, they're in trouble down the line.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's Tim. Common sense, Tim. Let's go to Philip. Hey, Phil, who's the douchebag here? The writer or the friend?
The writer's the douchebag. It's just a pecker.
You know what? Kelly Brown has a shirt that says that.
I think that's a quote from, correct me if I'm wrong, is that Shakespeare that said that? I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was. Thank you, Philip. I can always count on you.
Yeah.
It's just a pecker. That is rich. Ken, hi. Who's the douchebag? I got 101.
Yep.
I'm going to have to say it's the friend only because the context of the text. Like, if it was like something funny, like, check out these nuts, or, something silly along those lines.
Yeah, if it said ha, 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 or like, what do you think? But it actually is, he's hitting on her.
No, he's
Yeah, he's totally hitting on her, and he's a piece of trash. And so, obviously, she has to say something. And people can't be worried about the consequences of that.
Agreed.
I mean, ridiculous.
Now he's a piece of trash. That's a bit strong.
No, he's stupid. Guys are stupid. Any guy that does that's an idiot. Seriously. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Barry. I'm sorry. We're going to go to Susan. Susan, hi.
Hi.
So who's the douchebag here?
I say the friend is absolutely the douchebag. I was actually the wife in a situation like this,
mm-hmm,
and no one told me. And when I say no one, there were like five different friends and relatives that he had kind of approached in weird ways.
Yeah.
And finally, my sister told me one day, and after I found out and divorced his ass, people were like, oh, yeah, he did that to me. He did that to me. And I'm like, how did nobody ever tell me?
See, Susan, therein lies one of the other things, is that if you're my good friend, let's say we're good friends, right? I could never look you in the face again because I would feel like I betrayed you by not telling you.
Absolutely. And it was relatives, too.
Yeah.
So, and then he said, you're going to divorce me over a little ass grabbing, as he called it. And I'm like, whatever. You don't even get it.
Good for you. Better off without him. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Yeah, see, I just don't get that. I don't get it. CJ, who's the douchebag?
I went back and forth on this, but really, I have to say the friend is the douchebag only because this is not something you can, sorry for the pun, leave hanging.
Yeah.
But I want to know, what do you guys think about the idea? Why doesn't the writer text the guy back or talk to the guy and say, hey, what was this all about? They may be able to resolve this without her having to go behind his back and ruin marriage.
I don't think so, man. And I'll tell you why.
Tap the brakes.
If she gives any indication that she doesn't like it, that gives him the opportunity to go, I was only kidding, when he wasn't. That's why.
Well, do you think maybe she can, is it too sneaky to do the trap then? Just like, hey, I am interested, and see what he does. If he goes, oh, I was just kidding, let's not go there.
Nope, because the girlfriend sees that text that says, hey, let's do it. Then all of a sudden, bam, you got some splaining to do.
You got
right
some
there.
Splaining to do.
Thank you. That's Pennsylvania's finest right there, CJ.
So that's 4-1.
Let's go, 4-1. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So what do you say? Who's the douchebag here?
I'm going to say the friend, only because that is a proposition more than a joke, in my opinion. And quite frankly, there's always a little bit of truth in a joke. How do you think most, affairs start? You know, it's like a little, it's just a joke, Look what, it's funny. And me personally, if I were to receive a picture like that from my, I would think it was disgusting, and I'd be like, whatever. I'd tell the friend.
Did you get my email? Caller?
Lisa.
I would tell the friend.
Lisa, I sent you an email.
Lisa, you are full of sage wisdom, my dear.
Thank you very much. There it is. That's fine.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
We all just need to just relax a little.
You know what y'all got to do? Is y'all got to not do that to your friend's husband or wife. I love how we lay blame everywhere but the place where it belongs.
Listen. You remember years ago when you and your wife got phones and for a while you guys were getting each other's text?
We were on the family plan and I didn't know that she got the text the same time as I did.
And I sent Greg a text that says, hey, you want a blank? And Val got it. I'm sure once she calmed down, she giggled about
it. Did she respond? I can't remember.
Bring it.
Yeah, all right. I don't think so.
He's not home
all
again.
Right. Anyway, you can
bring it.
Thank you.
Garage door's open.
Right.
Well, Kelly checks what's up. We'll do it next.